Kinder Morgan's Trans Mountain Pipeline System has carried oil over the Rocky Mountains to a refinery in Burnaby since 1953. In the mid-2000s, the company added a second pipeline running parallel to the first to increase capacity. In 2013, Kinder Morgan filed an application to build another pipeline to run roughly parallel to the first that, when complete, will nearly triple barrels of oil moving from Alberta to BC's Lower Mainland daily. The federal government, which has jurisdiction in such matters, approved the project, as did the National Energy Board, after assessing and imposing many rigorous environmental safety measures. However, the BC provincial government appears to be doing everything in its power, as well as outside of its powers, to block the project. Obviously, there are politics at play because BC's NDP minority government only exists as long as it has the support of the three-member Green Party caucus in the legislature. And the Greens will move heaven and earth to prevent new oil pipelines, no matter how beneficial to the economy. Now, Alberta says it will cut off oil exports to BC, which would cause gas prices in that province to skyrocket to unheard-of levels. Our province is backing Alberta, with the Premier saying if Alberta turns off the tap, Saskatchewan won't be there to fill those BC fuel tanks. A recent poll shows the majority of BC residents favor the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion. So it will be interesting to see how that province's Premier and his Green Party comrade get out of this situation without egg on their faces. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.
Coffee Talk scripts and audio are available at cjwwradio.com.